Freedom is good, but security is better. That's what Thomas Hobbes believed. He made his point by imagining what it would be like to live without government, laws, or society. In this state of nature, you could do whatever you wanted to, but anyone else could do whatever they wanted to you. You'd have plenty of freedom, but you'd live in constant fear. It would be grim. You wouldn't be able to trust anyone. Even the weakest could kill the strongest by stealth. It would be difficult to cooperate or even survive. Life, Hobbes claimed, would be solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. Anyone would do whatever they could to avoid living like that. Hobbes suggested a way out. People in the state of nature could make a social contract to put a strong leader, a sovereign, or perhaps a government in power over them to keep the peace. Individuals would join together and hand over many of their freedoms, most of them, in fact. But it would be worth it to gain security and escape the terror of the war of all against all. The state could then rule with an iron rod if necessary, or a light touch if not. That's what Hobbes thought, and it's his justification for having a strong sovereign or government with extensive powers over the people. The trouble is, what you end up with may be peace, but at the cost of a frighteningly powerful state.